the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Happiness, respect, and safety. These are some core human needs and desires, which mostly cannot be purchased. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Erin Kinney. She is a cultural anthropologist at Missouri State University, specializing in economic anthropology. In her career, she has focused on a few different African nations and cultures. It began in Mali during her Peace Corps years, where she forged relationships that still stand today. As she's continued to study these African cultures, she has been invited into the lives of these individuals and has incredible opportunities to see their humanity up close. One way is through a study of the evolution of the marriage ritual.
I've kept in touch with the people in that community for, well, like 20 years now. And that's really been facilitated through social media. So within the last few years, I kept getting invited to weddings. And of course, I wasn't able to travel to Guinea. And so I wanted to send gifts and things like that. And I started exploring like how these new weddings are taking place. It's kind of a little bit different. In the past, they would have these very traditional weddings, but now they have these, like, they call them global weddings, mariage mondial. They wear white wedding dresses and tuxedos and a lot of Western styles, but they also do these traditional ones. So it's doubly expensive. And so I was able to do that research mostly through social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, even YouTube, because people were logging their wedding videos. And then I got a faculty research grant from here at MSU, and I spent the summer of 2019 in Guinea, and I went to, I don't know, it was probably like 8 or 9 weddings. It becomes like this showcase for like what the family wants people to think of them. So it's all about like the politics of respectability and also sort of like cosmopolitanism and performing capitalism. Like these are all like things that are in the literature.
Kinney points out that not everyone is participating in 2 wedding ceremonies. She said instead that it's a statement and performance of a specific sliver of the population.
So this is sort of a group that I call like the aspiring middle class. So if you were living in the village and really had limited means, you probably would not be doing 2 weddings. But these are young people who most of them have at least gone to some college or they've had some university exposure. And so these young people that started inviting me to these weddings were the children of the family that I lived with when I was there 20 years ago. So they see me as like almost like an older sister or like a kind of wacky, eccentric auntie. I just kept getting invited.
In Springfield, Kinney has gotten involved in financial and cultural anthropology through the Northwest Project. While the study isn't complete, she's really interested in understanding how and why people make specific financial decisions. She hopes her students can also learn to ask questions and bridge understanding.
So what I'm trying to do to be a little more versatile is to use that way of studying households and how they allocate resources and to do that among these families in Northwest Springfield. And so, you know, I'm probably 3 years into data collection. So I started out by going to some of the programming and I got to know people and I've done a lot of interviews. I've gone to people's homes. You know, I have like some preliminary findings about financial coaching and financial literacy. I'm also sort of going now into this direction where I'm thinking about how people allocate resources, but that's all anecdotal at this point. I'm still working with that data. I really hope that people can appreciate that the world that we live in is familiar because of culture. And it doesn't take very long to step out of your culture before you start seeing things as strange. You know, you're like, oh, that's weird. Why do they do that way? And so I really want to heighten awareness about this thing about like the things that I think are familiar are okay, but the things that aren't familiar are strange. Also to try to cultivate that capacity so that you can look at our own culture and be like, well, that is strange. Why do we do that? And maybe look at other cultures and say, boy, that isn't how I would do it, but I understand why they're doing that.
That was Dr. Aaron Kinney, cultural anthropologist at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.